This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. If you're not sure what's happening with today's election, you're not alone. There had already been a lot of twists and turns in the lead up to today's election when Governor Evers announced yesterday that he would be postponing the election until June. The last minute announcement was the culmination of a lot of political maneuvering by both Republicans and Democrats as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to rage. Many Americans are already dead. Even more have been sickened, and public gatherings around the country are mostly outlawed. But despite the governor's last-minute announcement, the Wisconsin Supreme Court decided the election will go on. In a 4-2 decision with conservative justices in the majority, the court decided the governor does not have the authority to move the election. So in Milwaukee, where only 5 of the regular 180 polling locations are open, voters will be flocking to the polls during the height of this pandemic. Mayon Silver is a reporter for WUWM who has been covering each development in this election, and she joins me now. Mayon, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for having me.
So the election is going forward today after a roller coaster ride of orders and decisions yesterday. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, Joy. So yesterday around noon, Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order to end today's in-person voting and to move the election to June 7th. So he basically called for the legislature to convene a special session today to decide whether the election could be held later. So he gave the legislature that opportunity, but he kind of sua sponte used his emergency powers as governor to issue that order. Incidentally, the Wisconsin Supreme Court stopped that order from going into effect about 5 hours later.
Yeah. So why did the governor make this last-minute attempt to postpone the election?
So local and public health officials and state leaders on both sides have been calling for the election to be delayed. It's been everyone from Chris Abley, County Executive Chris Abley, to former Governor Tommy Thompson. But for many weeks, Evers had actually been consistent that the show must go on even after he issued his Safer at Home order. But on March 27th, he asked the legislature to convert the election to an all mail-in election, meaning so for every registered voter to get a ballot from the state. So legislative leaders, Speaker of the House Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald called that request to change it to an all mail-in election. They called it, quote, a statewide invitation to voter fraud. And they said it would be impossible to implement 2 weeks before the election. And in fact, they actually did get confirmation from the Wisconsin Elections Commission that it would have been very difficult, if not impossible, to send ballots out to all registered voters just from the from the perspective of supplies and whatnot. But specifically, Voss and Fitzgerald argued that a large number of voters had already requested ballots. So their concern was that these voters would get 2 ballots. And they were also concerned because voter rolls haven't been updated. There's this ongoing lawsuit that's in the U.S. Supreme Court over whether voter rolls can be, it's been called purged from voters who have moved that were flagged as having been moved. So anyway, all those attempts failed. And then this past Friday, Evers asked the legislature to convene a special session on Saturday, this past weekend. And Republicans gaveled in and gaveled out within minutes. They adjourned. They didn't take any action. So there was that whole backstory. And then Evers, the interesting thing was that I think Evers had been trying to get the legislature to act, and he had even tweeted that he didn't believe he had the authority to change the election without violating the law. But ultimately, he did make that executive order.
Yeah, he has special powers at the moment as a result of the pandemic. And you know, I think for a lot of people looking at this situation, they're going, well, now we're asking voters to decide Do I want this potentially life-threatening illness, or do I want to exercise my right to vote? So what changed for Evers? Because as you mentioned, Evers was very much with the idea that we're going to go through this election. This is going to happen.
Yeah, yesterday in the press conference, Evers said he really, really needed to act on public health grounds. He said this wasn't political. He said people don't care about political battles between right and left, between center, whatever. He said what people are afraid right now, and people are afraid for their health. He and his legal counsel, and also his legal brief that was filed with the Wisconsin Supreme Court, noted that the numbers of infected and deaths have been increasing in Wisconsin, in the country, and in the world. He noted that there's been a rapid consolidation of polling places in cities like Milwaukee and Waukesha and Green Bay, which would require more people to go through each polling place and hence like increase the opportunity that someone could be exposed to the virus. And an interesting paragraph in Evers' order actually noted that the state of Michigan held a statewide election on March 10th and that it suspected that in-person voting led to the spread of COVID-19 in Michigan at a faster rate than in the neighboring state of Ohio, which had postponed its election. So ultimately, Evers said this is an unprecedented time.
How did state GOP leaders respond to this?
So Voss and Fitzgerald immediately filed a lawsuit in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They issued a statement and they called Evers' action another last-minute flip-flop from the governor on the April 7th election. And they basically called for it to go forward as it had been scheduled.
Yeah, so they sent it up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. How did the court rule?
At about 5 p.m. yesterday, justices on ideological lines, so four conservatives, minus Daniel Kelly, who's up for re-election in this April 7th election. So four conservatives agreed with the GOP's lawsuit that Evers can't postpone the election, that he doesn't have the authority to do so. And the two liberal-leaning justices dissented.
Yeah. As you mentioned, it's not like all of this started yesterday. This has been an ongoing dispute seemingly since this pandemic began to pick up in the United States. So what's been going on with attempts to delay or shift the election before now?
So, yeah, Evers issued his safer at home order on March 27th, and things really started to heat up after that point. Different interested groups filed lawsuits about the election. The city of Green Bay was the first out of the gate, and they filed a lawsuit to delay the election. That lawsuit was later dismissed. But then the Democratic National Committee and the Wisconsin Democrats filed a lawsuit that was merged with two other lawsuits by advocacy organizations. They wanted to delay the election and also, in the alternative, to lift some of the requirements of photo ID and some of the deadlines for filing and receiving absentee ballots and some of the requirements for absentee ballots. So a federal judge in Madison heard that lawsuit, and that judge said he didn't have the authority to delay the election, although if I'm not mistaken, he did encourage that to be done. He also did order that absentee ballots could be requested. Absentee ballot requests could be made one day later than the deadline, which has already passed. But then he also agreed that absentee ballots could be returned through April 13th at 4 p.m. And so he made that decision to allow people who didn't get their absentee ballots due to a backlog of absentee requests to get them in past April 7th at 8 p.m., which is the general deadline from the statutes. So the GOP, the state GOP, intervened and they appealed that case to the Federal Court of Appeals and then ultimately to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court, in a very active day of litigation for Wisconsin yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the lower courts and said that absentee ballots need to be postmarked or delivered by hand to their locations by April 7th at 8 p.m., meaning today at 8 p.m. And interestingly, there's still, they left in something, which is that if they're postmarked by April 7th at 8 p.m., they can be received by as long as they're received by April 13th at 4 p.m., that should be fine. And that means that we're still not going to get official results or pretty much any results. The Wisconsin Election Commission has already noted that we won't get results until April 13th.
There have been a lot of dueling lawsuits throughout all of this. And it seems like yesterday, after the Supreme Court decision, after the state Supreme Court decision, all of that went out the window. So is there any other pending litigation at this time?
No, there is not. Mayoral candidate Lena Taylor and aldermanic candidate Tori Lowe, they brought a lawsuit in federal court basically at the end of last week to delay the election to September. And they argued that the limited early voting, the curbside voting, and the shift to mail-in ballots detrimentally affected Black voters in 53206. And negatively impacted their ability to access the polls. That case was also dismissed last night.
So Governor Tony Evers said that he was seeking to delay the election really solely on public health grounds. It wasn't politically motivated. But in general, it seems like people in the cities and those that lean Democrat are seeking to postpone the election and expand access to the vote, while Republicans in the legislature were adamant the election needed to proceed and under current state law. Why is that?
There's an underlying belief by some Republicans that converting an election to all mail-in is a sort of a ruse to legalize ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting is the collection and submitting of absentee ballots by volunteers or workers. So it happens in some parts of the U.S. where voting by mail is common, but it's illegal in some other states. And there have been some problems with it, with some fraud related to ballot harvesting in some states. Ronna McDaniel, who is the GOP national chairwoman, she's been tweeting about what's been happening in Wisconsin and around the country. She tweeted that anyone would be allowed to return an unlimited number of absentee ballots for voters if ballot harvesting is allowed, and that this would reduce confidence in the elections. Some Republicans also express worries about fraud. That's a traditional theme by Republicans, that even though there's a negligible instance of voter fraud in Wisconsin, there's actually like a slightly increased risk of mail-in fraud. NPR has reported on that in 2018. Miles Parks had a story about it. And so McDaniel wrote that it's critical to preserve the integrity of the process if states expand the availability of mail voting, and that states shouldn't mail a ballot to every voter, particularly inactive voters, which is what Voss and Fitzgerald were concerned about. Democrats say that the main reason Republicans are against easier access to the vote and to mail-in ballots and less restrictions on sending them is that with more people voting and with more access to the ballots, Democrats win elections. That's been the Democratic perspective. They recently pointed out that President Donald Trump implied this on Fox and Friends recently. He was talking about the Democratic-led push for changes to elections during coronavirus, and he said, quote, "They had things, levels of voting, that if you ever agreed to it, you'd never have a Republican elected in this country again." So Democrats sort of pounced on that, and they have long said that GOP voting restrictions like voter ID suppress the vote among Democratic-leaning populations in particular, like young people and minorities. And so Democrats, along with nonpartisan election officials in cities, have also been saying that things like consolidating polling places that has been proven to be necessary for in-person voting because of the shortage of poll workers is much more of a threat to people's health in urban areas and has a stronger possibility of suppressing the vote there because the crowds on election day have the potential to be so much bigger.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about this before the interview, but you're actually heading out to the polls today. Do you expect to see a lot of people?
You know, I'm actually not really sure. I don't know how successful their attempts to convince Milwaukeeans and people from Wisconsin that the polls are safe. And there's been a lot of confusion surrounding, I mean, as you can imagine, surrounding what's happening with this election. Things keep changing by the minute. I think it's been even tough for election officials and election clerks to keep track of. So it's been pretty difficult for voters. The voters I've talked to are kind of upset. A lot of them say they've requested absentee ballots, haven't gotten them. But some people I have talked to say they are going to the polls. And, you know, as far as what turnout's going to be, it really depends. I've heard numbers for Wisconsin. Originally, it was expected like 40 to 50,000 people to turn out. And there are only five voting centers in Milwaukee when there are generally 180 polling places. So that's going to be a big issue. And as far as turnout in the presidential primaries, in Wisconsin, they're expecting it to be something similar or in between what's happened in 2012 and what's happened in 2016. So right now, the Wisconsin Elections Commission has seen about 1.3 million absentee ballot requests, and clerks are continuing to enter those to see if people have returned. So given historical numbers, they're expecting between 1.1 million and 2 million votes cast total.
All right. Well, we'll see if that happens. Mayon Silver is a reporter for WUWM who has been doing some amazing work covering the twists and turns of this election. Mayon, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect, and good luck.
Thanks so much, Joy.